Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So transit workers during the height of the pandemic showed up to work every day. We labeled them essential workers. They were frontline heroes. You know, you've seen the drill. We've talked about this before. And look, you know, to their credit, they showed up. They got people to work on time. Other essential workers, healthcare workers, grocery workers, you know, people who we needed to help us get through this. And, you know, as I said, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, whatever happened to that hero pay, whatever happened to the money that we were supposed to get to these essential workers to reward them for sacrifice, for putting themselves and their families at risk. Where'd that go? Well, it went nowhere. And now we're seeing the employers who did give a little something, a couple of pennies along with the praise, we're seeing them claw this back. And I saw this announcement by Amtrak that they're going to lay off 20% of their workforce and reduce a bunch of services. And, you know, to me, this is kind of the wrong time to be doing this. It's the wrong time to be taking things out on workers, which is why I have asked John Feltz to come talk with us. John is the director of the Railroad Division with the Transport Workers Union, TWU. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me on, Rick. I appreciate it.
So walk me through this. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we labeled, you know, transit workers as frontline heroes and, you know, essential and all of that. And now we're kicking them to the curb?
That's exactly what Amtrak is doing. They're, as you said, they are looking for a 20% layoff across all crafts, effective October 1st. What they did is they offered a buyout to management and non-agreement, but naturally management got about double of what they were offering to non-agreement. They were looking to reach a $500 million mark so that they could go into FY 2021 with some money in the bank. But they knew very well that they'd never make that mark, and they knew very well that they had to lay off 20% of the workforce, and those are unionized workers, my members being part of that group.
So the pitch then here is to get the federal government to help fund them to keep people on the payroll. Is that it? I mean, because, you know, does Amtrak have a set aside of cash that they can pull from? You know, what are you guys looking for?
No, well, they went back to Congress and asked Congress for they were given a $1.45 billion, I believe, in the last CARE Act from Congress. And in their appropriations, then they went back and they asked for more money, but they knew very well that the money they went back and asked for was not going to be enough to prevent the 20% layoff. They could very well have asked Congress for the difference in amount of money that they say they needed. Amtrak right now is running at a 50% capacity on every train. They claim because of social distancing. And when I asked the question, what happens to the other 50% of the people that may want to buy those tickets? Well, we're just not going to sell them. And I asked, well, why not put more cars to those trains and more coaches so that you can keep the workforce that you have? Well, we don't think we're going to do that. I mean, that only makes sense to me to keep our people working.
Certainly. But, you know, the people who need to get places, you know, you have to, it would seem to me at this time when we're talking about, as you've said, social distancing and increasing space, especially on trains, that you would need to add more capacity and ultimately more workers to service the same number of people so that you know, people get to and from where they need to safely. I mean, it just seems to me that this is the wrong approach all the way around.
Well, Rick, I tell you what, they claim for social distancing and to protect the public, but I could speak for my craft, which are coach cleaners and mechanics. My coach cleaners are the ones that disinfect every single car that comes into the rail yard. On top of that, we have two in-route coach cleaners that constantly clean the bathrooms, clean the seats as passengers get on and off the train, clean the service trays that they have, our onboard service people that we have, they're fully masked, wearing gloves, only taking credit cards. They're there to service the people. So what's going to happen now is less people, less cars disinfected. Those cars that are disinfected will probably be disinfected improperly because they're going to be rushing trains out. So they're not really helping the public at all. They're putting the public in more danger.
Yeah, it just seems to me, again, you know, in this moment, and it's a good thing that you guys are out in front of this and calling for action. In fact, there is an actionnetwork.org petition going around, and we'll get links out on how people could sign up to reach out to their elected officials and have a voice in this. But it just seems like, you know, this is that moment where more than ever you need to have that voice on the job and a union like yours speaking out and standing up for folks.
You're 100% right. And I tell you what, I give all the credit in the world to our international president, John Samuelson, and our IAC, the rest of our top five officers, because they're constantly fighting for us, constantly backing us up. As a matter of fact, they're the ones who got the initial supply of face masks and gloves out to our members, because the railroads, quote unquote, said that they couldn't get them. But yet our international was able to do that.
No, it's something that I've seen. I mean, with your union and also with ATU, the Amalgamated Transit Union, the locals did, I thought, a great job of going out and finding things that the employer wasn't willing to provide. I know that, you know, masks and gloves and protective gear that you could find was being purchased by you guys. And again, this just highlights for me, again, the failure of our labor law, the failure of this administration to protect workers, and the failure of our system that you know relies on employers to do the right thing, and this idea of the benevolent employer. I guess that's where my mind goes.
No, yeah, and you're 100% right, and it goes right down to the board of directors on Amtrak. They bring in Mr. Flynn as the new president and CEO. We no longer have the burden of Richard Anderson on our back that wants to run the railroad like an airline. Now we have Mr. Flynn, who comes from the airline services also. His claim to railroad is that he has a couple of relatives that work on the railroad that are conductors. Otherwise, he knows nothing at all about railroads.
Or he played with trains when he was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. He spent about a year with CSX on the freight side, and it wasn't in any kind of operational or transportation side of it. So he knows absolutely nothing and comes in here, and the first thing he wants to do is cut us by 20%.
That's enormous. So just so I'm perfectly clear on this, how can we help? What do our listeners need to do? You know, what are you looking for?
Please fill out the Action Network notices that are out there. I appreciate you saying that you're going to get them out for us also. Go to our website, the ASWC Facebook. You can get them on there if need be. That's what we need. We need the public to step up and back us up like they did in the past. They are the taxpayers, and Amtrak is really their railroad. So I would appreciate them doing that, to get out there and fill that Action Network forms out for us. We would appreciate it, and get in touch with your congressman.
And you know, that's the important part. Make sure you contact your congressman. Now, when they do, because there's probably going to be some people saying, well, you know, maybe we need to cut some of this long distance service. Maybe we don't want people moving around. Maybe we want to keep people localized. Any validity to that argument that, you know, maybe by having these trains, you know, traveling these distances, it's potential to spread this virus? Any thought there?
I personally, I'm not with the CDC, but I see how they make the trains up, and with the long distance trains, they're now cut them down to 3 days a week. And if they add cars to those trains, they will be able to run with passengers being even safer than what they are now, because you'll have more cars for more social distancing. That's what they need to do. They have hundreds of cars in storage now because of the cutback that they made on the trains originally when COVID-19 came in. Uh-huh. They have the cars there. They have the employees there. This is the best way to keep the public safe. The public, your long-distance train riders want that train. They need that train. Some of them, it's the only way that they have to get from one place to another. It's just a matter of common sense. Put more cars onto the trains.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like common sense. And you know, in this moment, you know, it seems like, you know, cutting, you know, just it seems like pure opportunism to cut the amount of workers that, you have in a time when what needs to be done is much more labor intensive. It just seems like pure opportunism.
Exactly. Unfortunately for us, the pandemic was terrible for all of us on a personal level, and Amtrak is now using this as an excuse to cut the long distance trains. As I'm sure, as you know, they've always wanted to do this. This is now their excuse to do it. And by using the public as their puppets, by saying it's to protect the public. And again, I keep repeating myself, but it's 100% wrong. So, they're not protecting the public.
So what you're saying is, and this is where I wanted to get to, this is just pure rank opportunism because, you know, they've wanted to cut this. This is the reason. It's kind of like the state of Pennsylvania did here with our toll takers. You know, this was an opportunity to just, you know, fire all the toll takers and go to an entire electronic system. And they used this as the excuse for doing that. Instead of doing the work that needed to be done to protect the workers and the public, they just screwed the workers. So basically, we're looking at the same scenario.
Exactly. 100% correct.
Sad stuff. Again, take a look at the website, actionnetwork.org. There are letters there. You can tell Congress to fund Amtrak and save the jobs of these Amtrak workers. John, I appreciate you taking a little time for us and sharing your thoughts. Keep up the good work.
And Rick, let me tell you how much I appreciate you giving us the chance to have our voices heard. You've done this many times for the TWU, and we really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. You're a true union brother. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Again, make sure you check out actionnetwork.org and help in this moment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. How are things in your workplace? Are you seeing this kind of opportunism where you're at? Wasn't the CARES Act supposed to help stop this kind of across-the-board cutting and wanting to keep people on the jobs and on the payroll with their paychecks and with their benefits coming in so that we don't have the recession that I fear is upon us and a potential depression if this stuff continues? I'd love to hear it. You can email me, Rick, at therickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.